I'm speaking to The Guardian's Ian Black, who has been in Siirt. Ian, how defiant are the people there, and how easily do you think it will fall?
My impression is that in Siirt, of all places, because it's Muammar Gaddafi's hometown and a place where he is especially revered and subject to adulation, the population are really, really behind him. It's always hard in Libya. It's extremely hard to get a sense of what people really feel. There is this knee-jerk response in answer to questions about loyalty to Gaddafi and to the regime. And in Siirt, it's particularly pronounced because of the city's link to the leader of the revolution, as Gaddafi is called. And it was really very hard to find any critical voice at all talking to people there, particularly when it had been subject to a very heavy night of coalition airstrikes. The mood is one of absolute defiance, readiness to resist. The rebels coming from the east are called terrorists and mercenaries, and quite routinely, if you were to call them revolutionaries or rebels, you immediately get a very, very sharp, quite voluble put down. The line is that the rebels are not even Libyans, they're on drugs or mercenaries or Al-Qaeda fanatics from other countries, anything but Libyans who want to change the system of government. So Siirt sounds defiant. All Libyans sound defiant, particularly when confronted with a foreign journalist, and the very sharp awareness that any expression of disloyalty could get them into very, very serious trouble. But Siirt has this particular status. There's another thing to be said about it. It's obviously the rebels want to promote their own cause and to give a sense of their inexorable victory and the triumphal march on Tripoli that they perhaps envisage. The reality is very different. In fact, we've seen overnight that despite having got pretty close, maybe 30 miles or so from Siirt, they've been beaten back. Reports from the eastern side show quite clearly that when faced with determined resistance by the Libyan government forces, they do fall back in disarray. They're not equally matched. The rebels are a pretty ragtag bunch. The Libyan army may not be the finest fighting force in the world, but it's clearly a more disciplined and effective one than the enemy it faces on the other side. And in Siirt, particularly moving west from Siirt, we saw quite a lot of Libyan army reinforcements coming up. And interestingly, they weren't of the variety of no heavy armor or artillery, but lightly armed and mobile troops on land cruisers with heavy machine guns, the sort of forces that could be quite effective in that kind of hit-and-run warfare along the coastal road. And particularly, I think, if the battle does come to Siirt itself, and that would be a case of urban warfare, of hand-to-hand fighting, almost, of sort, which would be very difficult for the coalition air forces to intervene in, really. The use of air power in that sort of situation would be extremely restricted. So it seemed to me, watching the military movements, that the Libyans have cottoned on to the fact that they have an advantage in the deployment of faster, mobile, lighter forces. Those are going to be much more effective in combating the Benghazi-based rebels, and would remove the advantage that the rebels have had over the last few days, particularly in the battle for Ajdabiya, where the coalition airstrikes proved decisive. It's hard to see that they would prove decisive in similar circumstances when the fight was for a large town such as Siirt.
And we've had our colleague Chris McGreal was with some of the rebels outside Siirt yesterday, and he, one of them is quoted as saying, "We will be in Tripoli in 2 days, maybe three. Gaddafi will be gone before the weekend." Assuming Siirt does fall, how you've done the journey between Siirt and Tripoli? How quickly could they advance from Siirt onto the capital?
I think that's a fantasy myself. I don't see anything that could happen. Even assuming that Siirt could be taken, that's a very, very big if. It's then 480 kilometres, maybe 270, 80 miles from from Sirte to Tripoli. It's true that you would then be on an open road, the coastal highway that goes directly from east to west. But the idea that the Gaddafi forces would simply collapse in the face of a rebel advance, taken what we've seen of the balance of forces so far, I just think is a delusion. And, you know, the rebels are just as adept, or just as clumsy, if you want to put it like that, at propaganda as their enemies on the regime side are. So I don't think there's any basis for that whatsoever. The idea that Tripoli is going to fall within 48 hours seems to me to be no more than a combination of wishful thinking and pretty crude propaganda. You can be wrong. You can be wrong about these things, of course, and extraordinary things can happen and sudden changes can take place. But there's certainly no sign of an imminent collapse of the regime, of the Libyan armed forces, of their determination to resist. What I think is much more likely to happen, if we want to understand reality rather than the propaganda war on both sides, is much more likely to happen is a sort of a stalemate with skirmishing backwards and forwards around Sirte and other places, particularly on and around the coastal highway, unless there is a dramatic change in international strategy. And the contrary seems true, that with NATO taking over the command of the operation and President Obama signaling a sort of an American retreat, as it were, that I think that, you know, holding the coalition together is likely to mean, if anything, less robust action than before. So I think that the notion of a sudden victory within days for the rebels, either in taking Sirte, let alone advancing 280-odd miles along the coastal highway to Tripoli, is just not going to happen.